We need to talk a little bit about what's been happening with Donald Trump. Now, Republicans have not been able to figure out how to handle Donald Trump. And so they came up with this idea to have a loyalty pledge. And they were going to make all of the candidates sign this Republican Party loyalty pledge.
What are they talking about, a loyalty pledge?
Is that for real? And yeah, it's for real loyalty pledge. And they said they were asking the candidates to pledge that no matter who won the nomination, they would support that person and not run a third party campaign or an independent campaign. And that was targeted at Donald Trump.
What other like little things were inside this deal that they had to do?
They had to, you know, bring pizza to the next meeting, stuff like that. So, but Alex, Donald Trump totally signed it. He totally signed the loyalty pledge today. Yeah. And you know what? I saw an interesting headline today, and it said Donald Trump did not pledge loyalty to the Republican Party. The Republican Party pledged loyalty to Donald Trump. And I thought that was a really interesting way to put it, because the other Republican candidates are stealing his talking points, they're stealing his agenda, and they're even stealing some of his attitude. And so
you can't steal that attitude.
And if Donald Trump wins the nomination, which is, I think, still a long shot, but certainly not – outside the realm of possibility,
Bush,
right?
Bush is in like 13th place or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Then all the other candidates have pledged to back Donald Trump. Not only that, but also takes the edge off of things like Jeb Bush's attacks on Donald Trump. Jeb Bush has been attacking Donald Trump, saying he's not a real conservative. He used to be a Democrat, stuff like that. And I feel like Donald Trump signing this pledge kind of blunts Jeb Bush's, blade here a little
bit. This sounds very familiar to me. I feel like this is actually something. No, it is. This is something that the founding fathers actually they knew about. They put together this GOP Pledge of Allegiance back before during the Continental Congress and during, you know, kind of the formation of our country.
Yeah.
I looked back when
loyalty pledges were really popular.
I looked back and I actually found it. If you want to look on the array there.
Mini Array 1, page 2.
Is it Mini Array 2, page 1?
Mini Array 1, page 2. We've got it right here.
Mini Array 1, page 2. There should be a Lost Federalist Papers there that we missed from a long time ago. No? Nothing? Refresh, maybe?
If you refresh.
Maybe
Mini
refresh.
Mini Array 1, page 2.
Well,
right
in the meantime, I just think this is one of those things that. All right, let's hear what Alexander Hamilton said about this.
The best way for the Republicans to win is if I win the nomination.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the Grand Old Party. Thus, the time will come in our fair country that political parties shall not be parties at all, but rather a drab group of hate mongers who have forgotten all for that which they stand. So much so that they will force those within their own ranks to declare their love for a party that they divorced themselves from probably years before. And this shall be the text of said allegiance. Wherefore, in the year of our Lord, say the year, I fill in the blank, presumably of the crazy future presidential candidate, do pledge allegiance to the grand old party and all for which it doth stand. One party, under a ridiculous hairpiece, divisible only from within its own ranks, with sandwiches and social security for no one. Alexander Hamilton, 1787.
Yeah, they had some important tenets back then that they lived by.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it certainly makes a lot of sense to ask that of candidates, especially the part about the sandwiches. Now, but you can actually hear, we actually have the little clip from Donald Trump making the announcement that he has indeed pledged his allegiance to, as you pointed out, or as Alexander Hamilton pointed out, the grand old party. Kat, if you wouldn't hit that for us.
The best way for the Republicans to win is if I win the nomination and go directly against whoever they happen to put up. And for that reason, I have signed the pledge.
Yeah. Belated applause here, but all right.
Well, all those people were fired for not applauding
on time. So I will be totally pledging my allegiance to the Republican Party and the conservative principles for which it stands.
He said for which it stands.
I love that. He goes,
that's awesome.
I will be totally pledging my allegiance. I love there are so many things that I love about Donald Trump.
And all for which it for and, which it stands.
And the way that he talks is one of the things that I just I could listen to Donald Trump talk all day long. Anyway, so there you go, Alex. What's your reaction to Donald Trump pledging allegiance
reaction,
to the Republican
my
Party?
My reaction, of course, is that now that he has pledged allegiance to the GOP, he'll probably become a way more serious candidate.
Almost certainly.
And you won't hear things like this little gem that he of course gave to Megyn Kelly. No, Megyn Kelly.
Yeah. It says
Trump, Megyn Kelly. No, 667. All right.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
Oh boy, how about this one? From the Trump talking about the Hispanics.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Mm. Of course they are. Mm. So no, all that is going to be totally normal now. Donald Trump will totally straighten out and be a candidate that's going to go mainstream.
Here's the thing, though, is that Donald Trump has already made that normal. That has already become normal. Donald Trump has made that a normal part.
Well,
of the
Republican Party. You said other candidates are trying to do something else. I mean, they're trying to kind of copy his style.
Yeah, they're totally ripping him off.
Well, if they do that
in terms of
no
topics.
No one's going to be able to do that, though.
You're right. Donald Trump is a very unique kind of person, but they're taking some of his talking points. They're certainly taking his agenda items. I mean, right now the Republican Party is those candidates are tripping themselves over. They're tripping over themselves to talk about how tough they're going to be on Hispanic immigrants.
Right.
So it's, with the one exception of Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush is kind of but even Jeb Bush, though, got caught up in the anchor baby stuff. And I mean, even he can't stay out of the mud. And you would expect him to be able to.
But I think that this means really nothing, right? I mean, essentially.
It doesn't mean anything, no.
No, I mean, you sign a fake pledge to a party that doesn't. I mean,
it's a real pledge. It's a real pledge to a real party that no one can do anything about if you decide
to. Yeah, I was going to say, who cares? Let's say that he does get done. He could do the third party running. What would he have to do?
Would he have to pay a fine for
perjuring himself?
No,
I don't get this.
Not. Donald Trump could very easily ignore this pledge. Totally ignore it. And frankly, Alex, if there's any politician out there today that could get away with ignoring a pledge like this, it's Donald Trump, that man has successfully broken all known political rules.
Well, and if he ends up not being the guy, people are going to want him to break
A lot of people will. And honestly, if he continues to see attack ads from his fellow Republicans that cast him as some kind of closet liberal or secret Democrat,
right?
Well, then he could very easily claim just cause to go back on the pledge. He could say, "Well, I was mistreated. You guys didn't treat me fairly. You kept saying I was a Democrat, so why should I abide by this pledge if you guys never accepted me as a Republican?"
Closet liberal, secret Democrat.
And I honestly think that Donald Trump supporters would go right along with that.